What up? This is Rob at the No BS Podcast. Before you listen to this week's episode of the No BS Podcast, I want to remind you, if you missed a previous episode, you can now catch us on all major platforms. So take us to work, take us to the gym, wherever you go, take No BS Podcast with you. The No BS Podcast, again, available on all major platforms. Enjoy the episode. What up? It's Rob with the No BS Podcast. We're back with another fresh episode. As I am alongside my co-host, the Birdman, Adam, as usual. Adam, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, I wouldn't say we're alongside each other, but I mean, it's going pretty good. Just waiting for this tornado weather to make its way through Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it seems like for whatever reason, Oklahoma and also Kansas always seem to be the pathways for these tornadoes. Hopefully you guys don't get hit with one of those big F4, F5s like you did a couple years back.
We're notorious for that. But that's why they got storm shelters in all the new houses that they build here. So I have a storm shelter in my house if I need to take cover. It's not very big. It's like 8 feet by 8 feet. But myself, my roommate, and the dogs can go down there and have a party.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. So those of you who have been keeping up on our show the last few weeks, I've been telling that I am in the process of moving, and I have officially moved. So this is our first podcast in my new house, and you were just talking about a tornado shelter inside the house. We also have one of those in our garage, so I hope we never have to use it, but it is nice if worst-case scenario happens. We have one of those storm shelters in our garage, and from what I've been told is if a tornado were to happen, that thing is not going anywhere. So
that is correct.
So I'm excited. I mean, like you said, it's not that big, and it's kind of cool. It can lock from the inside. Yep. So it could also help if there is, you know, maybe an intruder in your house. That could be a safe place for that as well. So
it could also be a safe place for you to go get your frustrations out when LeBron gets hurt next year, the 15 to 30 times that he's going to get hurt for flopping.
Oh, man, don't even start with that bad juju on my guy. That's unacceptable. But anyway, thanks for tuning in for yet another episode of the No BS Podcast. I feel like a lot has happened since our last episode. Our last episode was right before NBA free agency was officially started. And so since last we spoke, Adam, there's been a lot of acquisitions that we're going to get into. We're also going to talk about probably the biggest news that's circulated in the NBA, and that's Damian Lillard requesting a trade. So Adam and I are going to discuss where we think he's going to end up. And then we're going to just show football season is around the corner. We're about, what is it, Adam, like 40-something days or something like that? Or is something like we're almost like 2 months away from actually football starting? Or actually, I think the Hall of Fame game's like a month away.
Yeah, it's not very far out.
So Adam and I are going to start breaking down each division and giving our favorites of each division. So tonight we're starting with the AFC East, which has been in the news a lot this offseason. So we're going to do that tonight. Those are just some of the talks that we're going to get into. Adam, real quick though, before we start the show, we also have a special guest with us on this particular episode. So we've had this guest on the show before, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. He was a little smaller. Now he's a lot more taller and he's older. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my son, Mr. Luke Henry, a.k.a. he calls himself King Luke.
So, hey, the reason I call myself King Luke is because my favorite team's the Kings, and guess what we do? Light the beam. Hey, and in football, you can see me going for the Rams because, you know, I'm just him.
Hey, Luke, yeah, so what? You couldn't light the beam game 7 in the playoffs, could you?
We also played the most unstoppable player of NBA history. And we took the NBA champions to 7 games, and we had the youngest NBA playoff team.
Most unstoppable player in NBA history. I like it.
Yeah. So for those of you,
and of course he's talking about Draymond Green. So
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. So, yes, we have my son alongside us. Like I said, he was on the show years ago. Just a short little guy. He's not so short anymore. He'll be looking down on me in the next year or two. But so, as my son mentioned, he is a Kings fan. He's also a well, Luke, how about you just give us a brief besides NBA, who else are you a fan of in the world of sports? Who's your favorite player in the NBA? You know, give us a brief.
So my favorite player in the NBA is De'Aaron Fox. He's just the GOAT. He could be anybody in a race. He's like a track star, basically. My favorite football team is the Rams. I got three favorite football teams. This year I'm not cheering for any team for real, except my three favorite football teams are the Rams, the Ravens, and the Titans. My favorite player in football is Odell. That's the reason I'm a Rams fan. I'm staying true to the Rams. That's why I'm a Ravens fan also. But Titans.
The reason You're I'm a Titans Ravens fan? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The reason I'm a Titans fan is because of Kentucky. Will Lewis. However you want to say his last name.
Well, that upsets Adam a bit because obviously the Ravens are a rival of the Steelers.
So. You a Steelers fan?
Yes. He was a big Antonio Brown fan, which
Le'Veon was my favorite player for them, but Antonio Brown was a close second.
Mr. Big Chest, Mr. Big Stupid, Mr. Dumbass.
I like Antonio Brown after he became stupid.
Oh man, Luke is becoming one of my favorite guests we've had on this show before. So
is he a bigger fan than Miss Crabtree? Is that?
And the beef has
honestly, everyone in your family but you are becoming favorites of mine.
Yeah. The one person that we definitely should get on the show one time, but I won't be the bear, my brother. That will be something that if we ever gets on the show, would be interesting.
Hey, I do have an update for you, Rob. I have talked to Mr. Michael Strecker, and he is willing to come on, but he wants a stipulation on the topics that y'all talked about.
Okay, well, like, did he give you what those stipulation topics were?
It's basically about the NBA, and if you want to talk about other stuff, he needs to know ahead of time.
Okay, fair enough. We can make that happen. So we'll talk off air about when we can get that to happen. I would love to get that to happening. So anyway, but yes, you know, I would like to thank my son for getting on the show once again. He's been wanting to get on the show for a while, Adam. So we finally made it happen. You know, obviously hit it off and because you both shared an opinion for a lot of my favorite players and teams, so that's cool.
Hey, I feel for LeBron. GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Oh, you hear that, Adam? He's the GOAT.
Okay, so yet another person. Okay.
Yeah, so
hey, Adam, heal.
So does that change your mind about where he stands now?
Over 30,000 points. That's all I have to say.
Yep, and he does it in the loss, so.
But anyway, we can get into all that in another show. But anyway, so thanks for chiming into this episode. If you missed the previous episode of No BS Podcast, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Amazon Music, all the major platforms you can find us on. Let's, like we like to do before every show, or at the beginning of every show, Adam, is there any particular shout-out you want to give out to, by chance?
I didn't think about that. No, I'm going to go shout out free this time. I'll let Luke take my shout out if he's got one.
Okay, Luke, you got a shout out.
What's the shout out for?
Like, is there anyone you want to say what up to? Anyone you want to say?
You know who I want to say what up to?
What's up?
I want to say what up to Adam.
To me?
Well, what about Adam? What do you want to shout out to?
That Carmelo Anthony sucks.
Oh, my God. Okay. Luke brought it back down to reality.
Oh, man. Adam, that whole quickly becoming one of your biggest fans, that's quickly backfiring.
That's what.
Yeah, it's – but to be fair, Luke wasn't alive for a lot of Carmelo's playing days, so.
I mean, I guess that's
fair. Take that with a grain of salt.
And he called your boy Westbrook, so there's another insult.
Hey, I was
– I missed that.
I respect him, but Westbrook is Westbrook. Oh, can't change it.
Oh,
mute that guy.
And you can't change what you already said, Adam. You said he's already your favorite, one of your favorite fans on the show. You can't take it back now, Adam.
Okay, so, what's that show on ESPN where Joe Reale's the host and they have four people? Four
Around the Horn?
Yeah, where's the mute button? And I'm gonna permanently hold that thing down.
Great show. Shout out to Around the Horn. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get started, Adam. It's like we said, when we ended our last show, it was right on the verge of NBA free agency. We had talked about Beal getting traded to the Suns, and we talked about, in Adam's eyes, that made them the front runner to make the in the West.
No, hold on a second. I said that before he went there.
Okay. Well, this
don't try to say that I'm a bandwagon person. Okay. I said that after that fact.
Okay, so you're okay. Correction. You already had them as the ones coming out of the West, and this just even more made you more confident.
They're losing in the second round.
All right, so
the Kings.
So I guess we'll have to. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty elite prediction there. So that'd be kind of cool if that actually happens. But anyway, so as we were saying, we were just on the verge of NBA free agency. One of the things that we talked about, Adam, that you said the only left big free agency acquisition you could see could change the landscape would be Dame getting traded to like a Miami or something like that, and we'll get into that. But let's talk briefly. I want to talk a little bit about some of the big free agencies that did happen.
Well, he's going to the Knicks, but anyway, continue.
And I've been telling you over and over that's not going to happen. But anyway, you guys are going to get James Harden. So let's start.
The fuck, we are.
So let me start with some of the key free agency acquisitions, in my opinion. You can let me know if I missed out on one. But so Kristaps Porzingis, a former Knick, is now signed with Boston. So now you have Tatum.
Yeah, I think we covered that in the last episode. We talked about the Celtics Grizzlies trade. We talked about the Warriors trade for CP3.
Yeah. That's right. I had that. I just couldn't remember if we talked about Kristaps. So we had Max Strus getting signing with Cleveland. We have which, you know, he kind of struggled in the NBA Finals, so we'll see how that works out for Cleveland. Dallas. So they ended up re-signing Kyrie Irving to a 3-year deal. They also signed Seth Curry, and then a big one is they signed Grant Williams from a trade from Boston, which I think is a great trade, and I'll get more into that here in a few. Let's see. The Warriors, the one big thing is they re-signed Draymond, which I don't really think anyone was really surprised by that. So Draymond gets a 4-year deal. Now, a team that made some a lot of noise at them is in, you know, so they already got a new coach in Udoka, right? No, Udoka is Pistons, right?
Rockets.
Okay, yeah. So the Rockets, that's right. So they got a new coach in Udoka. They signed Dylan Brooks who was obviously with the Grizzlies. I'm not sure how big of a acquisition that is, but they did. They got Patty Mills in a trade. And the big fish that they caught was Fred VanVleet. They signed him to a 3-year deal. And we'll get into that as well. And then, let's see, a few ones. Bruce Brown signed a 2-year deal with Indiana. So even despite Malone at their celebration says, you think that B's going anywhere? Well, he did. What do you say, Brucey B or something like that? You know, obviously he ended up leaving them to the Pacers of all teams, but they also got they have Tyrese Halliburton now, right? Or
they've had Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, so they have Tyrese Halliburton now.
Yeah, they've had Tyrese Halliburton. Come on.
Tyrese Halliburton is part of this bonus.
Right. So what I'm saying is now they have both of them now. They're looking pretty good. And then the last thing for me, I don't know, stood out was the Lakers. I mean, outside of so they were able to retain Hui Hachimura, they were able to re-sign Austin Reeves to probably on a bargain deal than what he could have got on the open market. They signed Jackson Hayes, Cam Reddish, and Gabe Vincent, And then lastly, Torian Prince. So I think those are good. Those are my, in my opinion, some of the.
Well, and you know the interesting thing about the Lakers ones, all the moves they made, they're all 2-year deals, and yep. they're all very reasonably priced deals. So they're in a 2-year window with LeBron to win, and then that team is going to blow up again. They're going to be in the same predicament they were at the end of the Kobe years, where they're going to have terrible teams. Unless they get another big name to go there, because I don't think people are going to want to go play with AD like they do LeBron.
Yeah. Well, I think depending on what happens this year with Bronny, I think this could be LeBron's potential last year in LA anyway.
Because he can opt out next year, right?
Correct. So, so I think this is his last year in LA. If I had to bet money, like it, unless Bronny decides to come back. An additional year. If Bronny has a breakout year, year one at USC, and he's a projected top 15 pick or at least a first round pick, LeBron's going wherever he goes. So,
what's a breakout year for him though? What's a good
15 good stat line? Game.
I mean, I would say
15 points a game, 5 assists, 10 rebounds.
Well, I mean,
10 rebounds. Holy cow!
I mean, that'd be a good stat. But I just meant like if he's like an All-American. Helps USC to maybe a potential deep run in the play in the NCAA tournament.
He's not going to be an All-American, so squash that right now. No.
All right.
You don't know what I think that would be a good thing to do.
So
the Grizzlies. So John Morant has been in for like 25 games. So when the Grizzlies tank the whole time John Morant's gone, keep the tanking going while John Morant's back. Like, just tank the whole year because John Morant can't make any money off of NBA, All-NBA. So, and then get Bronny with, like, a lottery pick. Then if you get Bronny on the Grizzlies, LeBron's going to the Grizzlies to form a superhouse team for 1 year.
Yeah, but, Luke, they traded for Marcus Smart, and then they signed Derrick Rose. And both those – Derrick Rose is there to play 25 games, and then he's going to the bench. And Smart being –
I don't even know.
Yeah, actually, I saw a meme on Facebook today that with the Tatum with the duo of John Morant and Rose, now they can be called the Guns and Roses.
Of course,
which is pretty funny. I know that's probably a little before your time, Luke. So you probably have no idea who that is.
It's a walk thing from Cobra Kai.
Okay. So Luke does know it. So I don't. Those are my free agency acquisitions that stood out. What are some of yours? I know that your OKC Thunder made some noise.
What, by getting Victor Oladipo, who's hurt?
I mean, I didn't say it was good noise. I just said they made some noise.
No, they did right by him because he was the year he was here, he had arguably one of his best 2 or 3 seasons in the NBA. And he's a well-liked guy in the league, so I like that because they're going to give him time to recover here. They're going to pay him, and he's going to be a good veteran leader in the locker room. So, I mean, I don't think that that's a bad deal, but he's not going to move the needle by any means.
Right.
The biggest thing for us is getting Chet back, Holmgren.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys have some – you have the Williams twins. I know they're not twins, but you have the Williams brothers. You have I mean, obviously, you have your boy Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's an emerging star.
Yeah, I mean, we got Patty Mills in the trade.
Right, and then you also got what's his face? Sorry, I'm forgetting his name. The guy from K-State we were just talking about.
Keontae Johnson.
Yeah, that could be a solid guy off your bench. So you guys
it's
are
not an- could be, it is, so.
So you guys could be the up-and-coming team. I think you guys could be anywhere between a 5th and 7th seed, in my opinion, this year. So
yeah,
I would say, but I'd say somewhere in that 6th to 7th. I think worst case scenario, you guys are in the play-in tournament.
You know what I think you guys are going to do this year? I think you guys are going to be the kings of this year, of what we did last year, losing the first
round. We're going to be the Thunder of this year, but I like it. No, but free agency signings that I like, I'm going to start off with the Brody signing, taking the largest pay cut in NBA history. 2 years, $5 million to stay with the Clippers. He took a $40 million pay cut to stay there.
And to win nothing, so that sucks for him.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I love that move for him, and I love that move for the Clippers. I think that's a good move. To win nothing. Other moves – okay, we'll see. Other moves I like Milwaukee re-signing Middleton and Brook Lopez. I think that was big for them to keep that core together. I think that they'll be a top two, three team in the East next year for sure with that taking place. They lost Ingles to the Magic, but I don't think that really matters that much. And then they re-signed Crowder, which I think under a new coach, his role will be more solidified. I like what the Knicks did. I like bringing in Dante DiVincenzo and re-signing Hart. That Villanova core is going to be good. I think that, that somehow – I'm going to call it now. Miles Bridges – or Mikal Bridges ends up with the Knicks somehow to have that core four together that won a national championship in college.
So how do you think you guys are going to do when you get James Harden in there?
We're not getting James Harden. He's staying with the Philly. He ain't coming.
No, he's going to the Knicks.
No. No. Other moves alike, though, that are maybe not as, like, large moves. Dylan Brooks getting paid $80 million is ridiculous. He got exactly what he wanted when he should have had to take a major pay cut. But I think that's a good move for Houston. Van Fleet, and, I mean, they overpaid the hell for him. He got more money than Kyrie did. But I like what they did there. I think they're going to be a up-and-coming team. They might be a play-in team, but we'll see what happens. Besides that, I mean, that's really the ones that stand out to me. And the you've already covered the Lakers ones. I like what the Lakers did. They stole free agency with their signings and signing those guys for short-term deals at a low cost. Because what's his name? Austin Reeves probably could have got more money on the open market. But the Lakers can match any contract that they that was offered to him. So and he definitely could have got more money.
Right. And then, by like you just said, they couldn't match, and those teams were probably not willing to pay that. So, there were two, in my opinion, out of all the ones that I mentioned, that were the two most significant acquisitions, in my opinion. So, obviously, I already said the Lakers, because I believe that everybody thought going into the offseason, the one person they could lose was Austin Reeves. And for them just to keep him, and then for the offer that they got for him was – like that was a bargain. So that was the number one in the offseason guy they need to keep. And then also, you know, they picked up all those people, and I liked it because it's a different change of what they've done in the offseason than before. Usually at the All-Star break or at the end of the season, they pretty much dismantle the whole roster. You know, they'll release 6-7 people at a time and sign 6-7 people. But instead of doing that, they took a different approach in keeping their pretty much all the players on their team. Yeah, they released some people, but for the most part, it's the same core people coming back, except they added a couple more bench players. So I like that. I mean, so like specifically, I like Jackson Hayes. He's going to be a good guy, a nice little big down low. Cam Reddish and Torian Prince will be helped as well. I like Gabe Vincent, as long as it's not the finals Gabe Vincent, but he's someone who can shoot threes, and some of the most successful LeBron teams he's ever been on is
yeah. But players. the last guy that the Lakers did that with from the Miami Heat was what's that guy's name? He's not with them anymore. He had like one good postseason run with the Heat, and then he signed for yeah. Or they traded him to him. Man, what the hell is that guy's name? I'm gonna look it up while you're talking. But.
Sure. But anyway, I just LeBron's most successful championship teams is someone who can shoot on the perimeter. And so that's what Gabe Vincent brings. So I like that. But the only other one that I liked also was Dallas. I think Dallas made a big move by re-signing Kyrie. I mean, they kind of had to. I mean, they
– Kendrick Nunn. There's that name.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, I remember Kendrick Nunn. But they kind of had to keep Kyrie if you think about it. I mean, they traded away some assets in Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith just to get him. They did that midseason last year, so they kind of had to re-sign him. Otherwise, I think that they could risk losing Luka at the end of the season. And I think they still could lose Luka potentially if they don't do anything this year. But I think signing Kyrie was good. Good move on their part. And good for Kyrie for staying. You know, he could have, forced his way out like he's done the last few seasons. So good for him to actually staying with the team. But also, I like that Grant Williams. I like that he'll, he's a really good, capable defender down low. And then he's a catch and shoot threat from the corner. I think
that's more of a fit thing. I think that was more of he fit Boston's build and the way that their chemistry and the way they played. So I'm not sold that one's going to work out. And they overpaid for him big time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're probably right. They probably did overpay for him. But I think it's someone that can make an immediate impact on their squad. I think that's good. You know, it's not a big three, since that's the thing that people like to use nowadays. But I think it's a good start. So those are the two ones that make sense that I like the most, that have the most immediate impact. But then it's kind of like a dark horse. I really like what Houston's doing. I mean, I the fact for them to sign Fred VanVleet, they got some young, exciting talent already. And then with Patty, they could
maybe potentially flirt with a
tournament. What is it?
Why am playing.
I can see them maybe flirt with that maybe 9 or 10 spot in the West. And maybe
well, Mills went to the he got traded to the Thunder out of that. So
sorry about that. But I think that with the young talent they have there, I could see them flirting with the play-in tournament berth as like one of the last teams to get in. And
yeah, them and San Antonio.
Yeah, and obviously they're not. I don't expect them to do the same. But Miami proved this year if you just get in, then you can do something with it. But obviously, I wouldn't expect Houston to make a finals run. But I could see them potentially making a final spot in the play-in tournament. So that's gonna be my big prediction on this show is I'm gonna say Houston is a playoff team next year via play-in tournament. I don't think they're gonna get an outright berth, but I think they can get a play-in.
So Luke,
yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but your dad has a bet with me that. And I want to ask you after I tell this part, but I'm pretty sold that Dame Lillard's going to go to the Knicks. And if he does, your dad has to take me out to a $100 dinner.
Yeah, I'm not worried because it's not going to happen.
So with that being said, where do you think, Luke, that Dame Lillard ends up?
Well, let's not jump ahead yet because that's a whole nother topic I want to talk about.
But
real quick, Luke, is there any of all the signings that I said or you heard Adam talk about? Is there one that you liked?
Here's one I like, but I don't like for the franchise. I like that Boston got Kristaps, but I don't like it because I feel like this is in trying to like finally push through that. I feel like this is pushing through that Jaylen Brown is like trying to kick his way out. With this Kristaps thing. I think they're trying to put Kristaps in as like the Jaylen Brown once Jaylen Brown's kicking himself. Because right now Jaylen Brown's kicking himself out.
Slowly. But yeah, they traded the heart and soul of that franchise with Marcus Smart to get him.
Yeah. I know, we'll see. I mean,
I don't think they're going to be good.
Jaylen Brown still hasn't signed his contract, so.
Well, and like I've said several times on this show, Tatum's not a superstar, so.
We know.
He's not a superstar yet.
We know. Adam is a big supporter of Tatum. But anyway, so obviously Adam wants to jump right into our next topic, so I guess we're going to go ahead and do so. And that's obviously the biggest noise happened last weekend when Damian Lillard finally requested a trade from Portland. He doesn't have a no trade clause, so he really has no control on where he should go or where he wants to go. Now he wants to go to Miami, but he can't force his way there.
Party in the city where the beat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Exactly, a little Smith there. Will Smith.
There you go.
Welcome to Miami. Anyway, So Miami is his preferred choice. Now, we have this debate, if you've been listening on either talk show radio, and that's whether, you know, Portland should do the right thing by Dame and trade him to Miami, wherever he should go, wherever he wants to go. And then you have those that say, well, you know, if you're put on your GM cap, you gotta get what's gonna get you the best assets in, you know, return for a guy like Dame. So I guess, Adam, I'm gonna ask you first, and I'm gonna let Luke go. Should Portland go ahead and trade him to Miami, or do you think they should trade him to whatever gives them the best assets?
I mean, you got to go where I mean, I think that relationship is tarnished now with how the fan base is coming out and dogging Dame for wanting to leave after he said he didn't want to leave. But I think Portland kind of screwed that whole situation up with how they handled free agency. Because why are you going to pay? They screwed up by paying Jeremiah Grant without knowing that Dame was going to stay. Like, I understand they had to get him at the cot, like, to make sure that they got someone there. But he's not the guy that's the needle mover to keep Dame Lillard there. So, I mean, I blame Portland more. And I think that they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because they're not going to get the assets that they want. But I think that the best team that they can make or get some good assets for is the Knicks, because the Knicks can give up pieces to get to make that happen. Oh, wow. You could throw Grant in there to the Knicks, and the Knicks could give back like a Fourier, draft picks. I mean, because the Blazers, that's not happening. He came from there. They're going into a youth movement. So, I mean, but the Knicks have youth that they can give. They can give up quickly, who's one of the top five or seven, six men in basketball. They could give up, I wouldn't want to see it, but they could give up Jericho Sims, who's a big up. Last year was year number two. He's a center from Texas. They could throw Mitchell Robinson in there. I think the Knicks have the most assets because Miami, it's all centered around Tyler Hero. And I don't think that's, they don't have enough capital to move, so they'd have to throw in a third team. A dark horse, though, I think is Philly. I think Philly can really make a move at it if they throw Maxey in there, which they've said that they're not going to do that, or if they throw Harden in there in a three-team trade somehow. So I'm going to go with the Knicks have the best assets, but I think that Philly is a dark horse as a third team to get involved in that trade.
You want to know where I think he's going to go?
Yeah.
I think he's going to go to the Hawks.
The Hawks?
I think that the Hawks have the best assets to give, but I also think that Portland also needs to put him into a place where they can win a championship, and I think Trae Young and Damian Lillard can win a championship.
Well, and they just signed Deontay Murray to a 5-year, $100-plus million contract.
That's who they would give up. Because Damian Lillard.
No, they're not going to do that because the Blazers don't want to take on any large contracts if they're going through a rebuild. And they already screwed up by signing Grant to a large contract.
Yeah.
Or the Clippers. I can also see the Clippers.
They'd have to give up a Paul George or a Kawhi Leonard.
I think they'd give up Paul George.
I mean, there has been – his name has been thrown in there, potential trade rumors, but –
The Lakers could also get him.
Nah, he's not going to the Lakers. But anyway, so I am going to say he – so anyway, I know there's all this talk about, well, he's been loyal to the franchise, so they have to do right by him. They do not have to do right by him at all, because I understand he's given them all these years and you know, and that was his decision to stay. You know, no one forced Dame Lillard to stay all those years. So this whole, well, he's been loyalty, and so they should be loyal to him. So what you're saying is I should send you wherever you want, and then our team it backtracks our franchise for years and years. Now, granted, they're going to be bad when they lose them anyway, but, like, I'm literally going to get – you get to get what you want, but I don't get what I want. So that makes no sense to me. So
well, someone's losing in that deal, and right. It's not going to be Dame.
Well, anyone who gets who trades a superstar never wins in a trade, because you're not going to get the assets that are anything, you know, that are like the superstar you just gave up. But no, I would not trade into Miami. They have the least amount of assets. The best player that they've heard they could throw in is Tyler Hero. And they don't want Tyler Hero. They don't need Tyler Hero. They already have a guard. They have a lot of guards already. I mean, they have Scoot Henderson, who they just drafted. That's going to be their now franchise guy. They have Anthony Simons, also a guard. Like, they don't need any more guards. So that makes no sense.
What about Bam?
Well, no, they went throwing Bam. But not only that, but some of the trade assets that they could have, like a Max Strus, they traded him away. Gabe Vincent, traded him away. You know, maybe if they still had them, maybe they'd have a little bit of assets, but they got rid of him. I think.
No, if he goes to Miami, there's a third team involved. There's no way that Miami can do enough.
Right. But for me, and I've been telling this between Adam and I just texting, that I think if I am Portland, I am trying to get the best. Not only am I trying to get the most draft picks, but I'm also trying to get the best assets as far as players. And for me, that's Philly. I think – and Philly is stupid if they say, we're not budging on Maxey. Maxey's untradeable. Are you kidding me? You're saying that he's untradeable for a guy like Dame Lillard? Hell no. Like, they're dumb. Because I think if you don't make that move to potentially – because in my opinion, if Dame goes to Miami, to me, that does not make them the best team in the East. I would still take Milwaukee over Miami. But if you take Dame and put him in Philly, I would put them as the top in the East or right there, potentially on the same level as Milwaukee. So that's me. And then, you know, another team that's been thrown out there has a lot of assets is Danny Ainge in Utah. I could kind of see that because obviously Dane's from the Utah area. I don't think that he's going to want to play in Utah. And then another one, I don't think he's going to, but Adam, you do bring up a good point as far as New York. But I don't think he's going to New York. I think that's where James Harden ends up going. But, you know, maybe you said there has to be a third team in there. So what if New York is that third team? You know, what if Dame does go to the Heat, but then, like, your Knicks get involved and they end up, I don't know, giving up some of those young assets that you said. You know, maybe that's where they get in. What's a player do you think you keep throwing in there? I know it's not.
It'd be Mitchell Robinson, their starting center, Jericho Sims, possibly Quickly, their sixth man off the bench. Because now that you have DiVincenzo, he's not going to start. And he's a better – right now, he's a better sixth man off the bench than Quickly. But I like Quickly's game. They traded Obi Toppin to the Pacers, so that's not an option anymore. But Jericho Sims, I like him a lot too. I think he's a good up-and-coming young center. And I don't know if you saw this, but with Portland, they're saying that they're going to package Nurkic in the deal too.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of his contract. Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, if I'm Portland, you know, the hell with loyalty. And get him – you can't trade away your best player you probably had in your franchise other than Bill Walton and get
Clyde Drexler.
That too. But I mean, for the most part,
hold on. I mean, minus the injuries, Brandon Roy.
Brandon Roy is not even. I mean, I can't say top 10 because there's not really been a lot of great players in the franchise of Portland.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, I know. But
Greg Oden.
Oh. That's who I was thinking.
Yeah, that's a joke. But it could have been Kevin Durant. But, you know, yeah. Oh, well.
I think if they got Kevin Durant,
but
Damian Lillard wouldn't be there.
Anyway, but yeah, I just
that's
think
right, because Dame doesn't want to play with a cupcake.
Right. I just think so. So, Adam, let's just say hypothetically, let's say he ends up in Miami where he wants to go. Do you think that trade puts Miami – where do you put them in the East landscape?
If they get Dame?
Yeah.
I mean, they're a top two team.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I think they're more of the 3-5 or maybe 4-5.
So who's better than them besides Milwaukee?
Let's see. So let me put on my thinking cap here. So we have Milwaukee would be one, in my opinion.
You gonna say Boston is two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boston. Okay.
That all depends on if Porzingis can stay healthy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's been his bugaboo for sure.
Because now they don't have a solid point guard.
Yeah, that's true.
And Brogdon's hurt. That's why he got pulled from the trade offer that they had with the Clippers to go there and the Wizards.
Yeah. So I would say Milwaukee 1, Celtics 2. I really like Cleveland. I think another year under Donovan Mitchell, I would maybe even take the Clippers over that. Because I like the young squad of Cleveland. I think Cleveland is one of my favorite teams to watch. They have such Darius Garland. They just have a lot of young core players I like to watch. You know, the 76ers could be up there too, as long as Maxey continues to evolve his game. So then I would probably put them right after, right, they said 4 or 5. But just because, I mean, if you're trading, you're probably, I mean, yeah, you'll be kind of top heavy, as they like to say. You'll have Butler, who's a star. He's not a superstar. And then you have Damian Lillard, but who's coming off the bench? Because again, you're probably going to lose Tyler Hero. Is Mitchell Robinson going to be enough to help get you? Probably not. If you don't lose.
Yeah, Mitchell, but they need a center.
Yeah. Big, I mean, and not only that, but, Bam kind of took a step back a little bit last year. So,
Caleb Martin, they refused to trade.
Yeah.
He had a good playoff stretch of a couple games. I mean, they still have Kyle Lowry, which I think he'll get moved in the Lillard package.
Exactly. So what are they going to have?
They'll get guys assigned for the veteran minimum that haven't signed yet.
Yeah, I just think that they're not going to have a lot of assets or a lot of key pieces outside of the three people. So that's my opinion. So I guess we'll see. I mean, Adam predicted that this deal would be done by last weekend. I told him it wouldn't be. And so I think this is something that could be dragged out for a little bit longer. So Luke says he's probably going to go. Where do you think he's going, Luke?
Atlanta.
I think he can go anywhere. I mean, any team from the 8 seed to the 1 seed in either conference has what it takes to get in. But I think that he'll end up going to Miami.
And does that make him a championship contender?
Makes him a championship contender, but not win the championship. That makes him a contender.
Who would win in a 7-game series between your Kings and Miami?
Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that surprises me. All right. So, Adam, is there anything else you want to touch on before we get into our next topic?
I'll be in Nick next week.
No, he will not. I feel very safe that my $100 will stay safely in my wallet.
So. I don't think you'll be a Nick.
No, he's not being a Nick. Nobody wants to be a Nick. So, anyway.
Jalen Brunson wants to be a Nick.
I think it was
Steph Curry wanted to be a Nick.
I think it's all money. That's all that was. But anyway, Adam, so we're going to move on. So, like I said, NFL is around the corner. So we're going to, each week, as I mentioned, we're going to start looking more in depth in this AFC East. Or, sorry, in this case, AFC. But every week, we're going to take a look at another conference, and we're going to make our predictions leading up to this football season. So this week, we have decided to stay, as I said, focus on the AFC East. So that's the Dolphins, Bills, Jets, and Patriots. There has been a lot of – the biggest news probably in that conference this year is now they have Aaron Rodgers is now a Jet. So, Adam, I'll let you start. So, let's first start with the Dolphins. So obviously, a lot of news around the Dolphins. So, the big thing around the Dolphins is the health of Tua. Whether or not, you know, obviously he suffered – 2 concussions that we know of last year that kept them out of significant games. A lot of people were thinking that maybe they would just go, it was time to do away with Tua and they would move on. It sounds like they're supporting Tua and he is their starting quarterback going into next year. So there's a lot of questions at quarterback. This offseason, they did sign one of Luke's former players for the Rams and Jalen Ramsey. So they have a lot of big-name players on the defense and also on offense, obviously, with Tyreek Hill. So they have all the manpower to potentially, you know, make some big moves during the season. But, Adam, what is your thoughts on the Dolphins and what you could expect from them this year?
So they have one of the best two wide receiver cores in the league with Waddle and Tyreek.
They do.
They re-signed their two running backs with Mostert and who's the other guy that was with the 49ers? Can't think of his name, but they brought their two running backs back. They upped their defense, getting Jalen Ramsey and signing Chubb to a long-term deal. I think that Miami is the team to beat in the AFC East next year. And okay. I say that when we go through the other teams, I'll explain why I feel like that. But I love their coach. I like the way they played last year. It does depend on Tua's health, but I guarantee you he's gonna learn how to take hits better than he does now. And he's a tiny guy, so I think they upped their offensive line too. There's no way that they are going into next year with the same offensive line. So I think that Miami is the team to beat in the AFC East.
By the way, I think the running back you referenced, it was Salvin Ahmed.
No, it was like I'll look it up while you're giving me your take on Miami.
Well, I mean, that was kind of my take already is they have a lot of question marks with Tua right now, whether or not he'll be able to stay healthy through the whole season. So, I mean, there was already questions and not whether he was already an elite quarterback and be a franchise quarterback, and then he's going through all his injuries. So I guess
Wilson Jr., that was the guy who stepped up big for them.
Okay. So we'll see if Tua – for me, a successful season for the Dolphins would be getting a whole season with Tua. So that would be a successful season with him. So that's my opinion. I think they're going to be – I would say they're going to be between a 9 and 10 win team. I think they could be a wild card team next year like they were last year. So that's my opinion. Luke, what's yours? Do you have an opinion on the Dolphins?
I think that the Dolphins are going to be I think they're going to be a playoff team, but I think they're not going to win the division. I think that job, of course. But I think that they need a better line because, I mean, two is the make or break of this team.
Sure.
You're right.
The Bills are obviously they've been the team that's run it the last few years. So, obviously – one of the big acquisition or losses they had Tremaine Edmonds. They lost him the offseason to the Bears, and he was a big factor. I mean, he had at least 100 tackles in the past 5 seasons, so that's a pretty big loss for them. Also, if anyone's been keeping up in the news, they've been in the news the last few weeks, but not for good. And everybody's talking about Stephon Diggs did not report the first day of minicamp, and then which didn't make any sense because I mean he's been paid, but there's been a lot of tension between Diggs and Josh Allen right now. Obviously, Josh Allen played very poorly in the divisional game last year, and
last 4 games of the season he played
in that as well. In that as well, and maybe some of the DeMar Hamlin and all that situation had an effect on them, because obviously they went to a pretty dramatizing experience. So maybe after that it was just everybody was kind of mentally checked out, and you can see after that game there was obviously a lot of Diggs was, just to say the least, Diggs was not happy with how he played, and he was kind of showing him up on the sidelines, and Josh Allen says it's not a big deal, they're fine, but what is he gonna say? Maybe there's a potential issues that go on to the season between Diggs and Josh Allen. We'll see if he doesn't get his targets the way he feels like he should. So, and then also, as I just said, Josh Allen, he struggled last year. You know, there was a lot of talk that maybe he had to do with his injury to his what was elbow or something like that. So maybe that had a reason why he wasn't throwing the ball as effective. So we'll see if he has a better year. I mean, he is on the Madden cover this year, so maybe there's a Madden curse there. Maybe if and then, but the bright side is DeMar Hamlin's back and he is participating in full activities, so that's a good thing. So maybe that'll be something of inspiration this year. So that's my opinion on the Bills this year. What about you, Adam?
The Bills have the most question marks in that division. And it's solely around, can Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs salvage their relationship? Because if not, I think what more of it was Josh Allen was trying to take over the game with his legs more so than pass the ball, which they have Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs.
I mean, he's like a truck, though. He just piles through them, man.
It doesn't matter. I mean, in a game where it was snowing in the playoffs, you would think that he would be able to run and do what he needed to do, but he couldn't do it. And, I mean, there's plays yet again where Stephon Diggs is wide open and he didn't give him the ball. Their defense is stout. I mean, they're getting Von Miller back. He's aging, but they're getting Von Miller, Ed Oliver. Who else do they have? They signed Leonard Floyd from the Rams in the offseason, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. They got the probably top two safety combo in the league. But I think they have the most question marks, and I see them being – I think they take a step back. I see them being – I know I said that they're a top – five team of mine. I think I had them as like number five and we talked about that last week, but I think I see them being like a 9 or a 10 win team and third place in the division the more that I think about it. So I'm not sold on the Buffalo Bills, and this is a statement year for them, because if it doesn't work this year, you got to start thinking about options to do something else. I mean, you got Dalvin Cook out there that still is available, and Zeke that's still available. So, I mean, maybe they go sign a running back and they can prevent Josh Allen from having to be the leading rusher on the team. And that changes that moves the needle a little bit.
Absolutely. I agree. Luke, do you have an opinion on the Bills?
I think that the Bills have the most talent, but I think that they just need to construct it to, like, win instead of lose. Because they have the most talent in the AFC, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know about that, but.
Hey, I think if they can keep everything good, I think they can be a 14-win team.
14, so that'd be 14-3?
Yep.
All right.
I have bold predictions for every team.
All right, so let's move on to the next team, the team that's been...
Luke, who's your favorite team in this division?
The Bills.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to the Jets. The Jets have been in the news the most in the AFC East because they acquired, you know, Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. So obviously there's a lot of expectations now because a lot of people on the team, on the defensive side, that felt like they were a quarterback away from making big moves because they have a lot of big names on defense. They have a great running back in Hall. So they have a lot of talent. It's just that they were stuck having Zach Wilson as their quarterback, and that was holding them back. So they did get Aaron Rodgers, so now high expectations this year. So, you know, a lot of people are immediately putting them in potential Super Bowl contenders. I don't know if I'm ready to go there. But the one thing I'm intrigued is whether or not they can actually live up to those expectations. I'm wondering if with Aaron Rodgers in a new place, if he's going to have a monkey on his back and to prove that he still got it. So that's what I want to see most about them. They will be a playoff team, but they're going to be a wild card team. I guess everybody's a wild card team unless you're the top seed. And they're not going to be the top seed. I think they're going to be the better team of the New York teams. And I think they'll definitely – I think they're going to win anywhere between 9 and 10 games next year. So that's – I just want to see if Aaron Rodgers, if he's refreshed and, you know, plays a whole lot better than than he did last season. So that's what I want to see. What about you, Adam?
Oh, the Jets. My home, one of my hometown teams. One of my born hometown teams. I like the Jets. They got a lot of young players with Wilson as a wide receiver. They've got Sauce Johnson in their defense. They've got Quentin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And Quinnen Williams. I like this Jets team. I think Aaron Rodgers is a huge upgrade from Zach Wilson as a starting quarterback, the man who likes sleeping with other players' moms. But I like, and Breece Hall's coming back from tearing his ACL, so that's a positive. They got Lazard to sign with them. They got Randall Cobb to sign with them. So Rodgers has some familiar wide receivers. They got Mecole Hardman. I think this Jets team wins. I think they win 9 games, and they're a wild card team as well. I think they finish second in the division.
Okay. All right. Luke, what's your opinion?
I think they finished third in the division with 8. I think they won 8 games. But I think they're going to make the playoffs as, like, the last team. But I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has what it takes to lead this team far in the playoffs at all. I think Aaron Rodgers is, like, I think his boat has been sinking, and I think it's starting to become the Titanic.
All right. The Titanic. Relevant yet again.
Or the submachine or the submarine that went down, right?
No, that's the Jets. Kidding.
All right. So let's talk about the last team that's the Patriots. So obviously last year they kinda made news for their quarterback. I don't know if you want to call it a controversy, a quarterback controversy, Adam, but basically, you know, Mac Jones had an injury, right? Initially, Bailey Zappi came in and made some noise. So the fact that even when Mac Jones came back, they were kind of the crowd would be chanting his name, and so a lot of people were like, "Wait, do we have a quarterback controversy?" Or you know, obviously Mac Jones is supposedly the guy of the future, but maybe the fans, you know, maybe they see a little bit in Zappi. So for me, I want to see where that goes this year. If Zappi was kind of like something that just was around for a little bit, or something that sticks around for a while, maybe he's the quarterback of the future and not Mac Jones. They did the thing. Also, I mean, they keep losing people too. I mean, in recent season they lost Stephon Gilmore and J.C. Jackson, so those are big losses. Defense. So I don't know. I just think that even with the great mind of Bill Belichick, you know, I just think ever since they lost Tom Brady, like maybe he's just not going to be able to get it together. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team this year. I just think it's going to be a rough year for them. I think they're going to win 8 to 9 games this year. Adam, what about you?
Oh, they're not winning more than 6 games. The only bright spot right now with the Patriots is that rumor has it that it's narrowed down to the Titans or the Patriots that Denard Hopkins goes to. And yeah. I don't even think that moves the needle that much just because of the quarterback situation. I think Mac Jones is a good game manager, but he's not a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Bill Belichick. I give him credit for sticking around. He's, you know, he's the Greg Popovich of the NFL. But this could be a rough year up in New England, and I love that for Patriots fans. So they will finish 4th in the division. I don't see them winning more than 6 games.
Okay. Luke, what about you?
A couple things. First off, both of those quarterbacks, those are not the QB franchise quarterbacks. Ever since they lost Tom Brady, it's not the Patriots anymore. They need to change their name. They're frauds. Bill Belichick needs to retire. They're not winning more than 5 games. I think they might get the first pick in the draft, if I'm being dead serious. They suck. There's nothing big about them except Mac Jones. And what's so big about Mac Jones? Mac Jones sucks too.
Luke's got some strong takes tonight, Adam.
Luke has no filter. I like it.
All right, so the time has come. We've broke down each team's in division. So it's time to, from 1 to 4, you can either go 4 to 1 or 1 to 4, Adam. Where do those teams finish?
So I'm going to go Patriots last. I'm going to go Bills third. I'm going to go Jets second and Dolphins first.
Okay. Luke, why don't you go?
I'm going to do Bills first, Dolphins second, Jets third, and Patriots last.
All right.
I'm doing Patriots last in the AFC.
In the whole AFC?
Whole AFC.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, we'll see. So you think that they're going to be worse than, like, the Texans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty.
I can see the Texans is doing something.
I mean, they have a rookie quarterback started this year. It's CJ
Stroud.
No, CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
So, Luke, so you hear it here, Adam. Patriots are going to be worse than CJ Stroud.
I mean, I don't think Belichick has that in him to be the worst team in the conference, but
I think we'll that this season's going to make sure everyone knows Andy Reid is the best coach of all time.
All right, we'll see. So for me, I have the Patriots at 4. I have Dolphins at 3, Jets at 2, and Bills at 1. So that's where I have them. I think they get 2 teams in the playoffs this year. At least, maybe 3 with the Dolphins, but I think the 2 teams for sure making the playoffs at AFC East are Bills and Jets. Yeah, that's my prediction. So, Adam, who should we talk about next week? Which division? Do you want to do AFC North? Like, you want?
No, we're saving that one. Let's go AFC South.
Okay. All right.
So we got the Titans, the Colts, Texans. The Texans, and the Jags.
All right, yeah. So we'll stick with the AFC and go.
We can't. We got to save where our teams are at for the last 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we cover it.
And for those of you who are new to the show, Adam is a Steelers fan, so obviously that would be AFC North. And then obviously as a Falcons fan, we'd be NFC South. So
you might win that division.
So we'll have to we'll I really don't understand what's so funny about that, but
I have a question. Is it possible to win the division but still not make the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's possible to win the division with a 500 or less record, which happened last year with the Buccaneers.
I think that the Falcons are going to win the division for 3 games.
Oh my goodness! No. What are you letting him sip on down there in Kansas? Yeah. Out there in Kansas City?
Nothing. All right, so Adam, so every day.
So. Hey, real quick though, let's give. I do have a shout out. I forgot to give. I want to give a shout out to the New York Yankees pitcher Domingo German for pitching or throwing the first perfect game in baseball since 2012. It's against the Orioles, which is a pretty good team. Or no, it was against the Athletics, I'm sorry, and they're a terrible team. That hasn't happened, obviously, in almost 11 full seasons. And that's a very rare accomplishment to have. And it's one of the most difficult in sports to have. So I want to give him a shout-out. And I also want to give Luke a shout-out. Because, Luke, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Luke's 11, and he knows as much or more about sports than Rob does, his dad. So
get out of here with that shit.
Because, I mean, to be able to come talk about all the teams in a division, to know, keep up with free agency, I give you a lot of credit. It shows that you're a passionate sports guy like Rob and I are, and I like having people on the show like that. Don't agree with your GOAT take, your Westbrook take, hey, your Carmelo take.
I know you know what I'm going to say about this for the GOAT take is – I was not old enough to watch Kobe play because Kobe retired at 26 in like 2016. MJ, I was not alive when MJ was around. My mom was a kid when MJ was around. My dad was too. So I can't watch MJ play. Can't watch Kobe play for real. Except watch them on YouTube. So LeBron's
you make me feel old, Luke. You make me feel old.
I was trying to say that without saying that.
Oh, it's okay. You can say it.
You old. So LeBron's the only greatness I've ever seen play, except De'Aaron Fox. So I have to say he's my GOAT because I can't watch highlights of someone play.
And say, you know, I'm glad you brought De'Aaron Fox up because Rob's brought it up a couple times on other episodes about how you guys got to go to a Grizzlies-Hawks game and you got to meet De'Aaron Fox, which we both can't say we got to meet our favorite players. So the fact that you're able to do that and he was a cool guy and
yeah, and Luke wanted to correct you. It was Grizzlies.
Yeah, I said Grizzlies, didn't I?
You said Grizzlies-Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, Grizzlies-Kings, excuse me.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, but yeah, that was his to this day, that's one of his favorite. He's got the sign that he had a couple players sign for his birthday. He's got that actually downstairs.
Met Tyrese Halliburton.
He did.
The future best point guard in the league.
He took a picture with, he has a fascination with the Kardashians, so he got to take a picture with
Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that? That's Thompson?
Yeah.
Which, who's your favorite Kardashian, then, real quick?
My favorite Kardashian is Khloe. Yeah.
Okay. I'm more of a Kourtney fan, but...
It's Khloe and then Kylie and... what's Devin Booker's ex?
Kendall?
Kendall. Those are my three favorite Kardashians.
Oh, I'm definitely a Kourtney fan all day, but I respect that.
I'm not a fan of either one. Maybe you and Adam should have a show where you just discuss the Kardashians. So, but Adam, we like to end the show every day, every episode with a question. So I do actually have a question. I'm gonna give you a question to end the show. If you have one, you can throw at me too. But I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Adam. So, would you take $1 million guaranteed, or would you do $20 million, but you had to score 15 points in an NBA game?
Oh, fuck. $20 million. I can score 15 points in the NBA. I'll figure out a way.
So let's say,
especially in summer league, if I can foul 10 times before I foul out,
which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, I'll take $20 million and bet on myself all day long. I'm a very confident human being in my capabilities, and I will always bet on myself. So give me $20 million.
Let me take a step forward. If the stipulation was you take the $20 million, but you get to choose which team you get to play against, what do you think the team would give you the best chance to score 15 on them?
Oh, man. It's not even the best team, but I would love to do it to your Lakers.
Yeah, even better.
All I gotta do is go up to LeBron like Britney Spears did Wembanyama the other day and just tap him and he'll fall down and have an injury, so he'll be out of the game. I'll get a flagrant foul for that.
Or Adam, the game that you do it is would be the same game that you guys beat the Lakers on the night he won the scoring title. You would do it in that game, right?
No. It has to be a new game. That doesn't happen. So I would do that. And I'd want to play for my Thunder. So put me with them. They'll get me open shots. Chet will block a bunch of shots. I'll have my hair like Jalen Williams does with the one piece hanging down, the one braid.
Are you a headband guy?
Oh, most definitely. I'm a headband. I'm an accessories dude. I'll have the headband. I'll have the leggings on. Yeah.
Are you one arm?
Oh, short shorts. I'm a short guy. We've talked about that. That was one of our questions.
Yeah, and are you a one arm guy or a two arm guy? Two arm.
So I wouldn't wear a sleeve. I like the leg compression pants more. I'd have the one leg kind of like Shea wears. I'd have my right leg because I don't want to do the sleeves because I want to be able to show off. I would make sure I had a couple more tattoos by that point because I want to be able to show off my tattoos. But I would all day long, give me $20 million, I'll score 15 points in a game. I'll figure out a way to do it.
Luke, would you take the $1 million guaranteed or the or bet on that, bet yourself?
See, me personally, I'm 11 years old. I'm as tall as my dad, but I'm taking that $1 million. And but if I was to take the $20 million, I would. Against is the Charlotte Hornets.
I'd probably take the guaranteed money. I mean, just because it's guaranteed, and you know, I think that the NBA. I think the NBA players would be. They'd be like, "Oh, is this kid really trying to act like he could play with us?"
But and see, they, in a previous episode, you said that your game is like J.J. Redick. So, I mean, if you play like J.J. Redick, all you'd have to do is catch the ball and shoot.
Yeah.
That's when he's playing me.
Let me ask you another question here, Adam, because this ironically just posted up on my Facebook. I did not plan this out. But since we were talking about football tonight, what if you had the option to be given $1 million or to have 10 carries in an NFL game to gain 5 yards for 10?
10 carries to get 5 yards? If you give me some scoop pass or catches or tosses in the backfield, give me I'll get 5 yards.
Honestly, I think I personally would have more confidence in the gain 5 yards than gain 15, because I mean if you're especially because I'm a small guy, so I could just hide behind those big ass linemen, and I think I could easily sneak 5 yards.
You know, I mean, if I know that it's gonna happen. And I'm going to do that. I will bulk up and put on a ton of weight so I can be at fullback status just to get the 5 yards and 10 carries. All you have to do is have one breakaway. That's all you have to do. And your line blocks for you, like I said, with a scoop pass or a toss in the backfield. Yeah, I'm not fast by any means, but I'll take hits, and I'll have a guy come down with me. And then after I get my 5 yards, as much as I hate to say it, I would definitely do some celebrating of some sort. Maybe the Ray Lewis dance or – no, you know what? I would I'd reach out to AB and tell him that I'm in this competition, and I would work with him on a celebration.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. You could do the famous Antonio Brown walk out the field after.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I love that. Yeah, I'll take my uniform off, I'll take my pants off, and I'll walk off the field.
Oh, Lord. And then are you gonna start a rap career too and see your career go down the drain?
No, I'm not gonna do that, but I would make a scene for sure, without a doubt.
I don't doubt
that. But like I said, man, I have confidence in myself for everything. And but you also got to look at it from the perspective with the basketball side. You have a family you're taking care of. So a guaranteed mill is like going to do a lot for you, you know, and your family, which it would do a lot for me and my family. But, you know, I'd bet on myself all day long.
Okay. I like that, Ed. All right, Luke, what would you do real quick? Would you
I would do the $10 million. And then I would do the Randy Moss, pull down my pants, and shake my booty.
Wow. Love it.
All right. Well, unless you have a question or last-minute thing, Adam, I think that's the perfect way to stop. What do you have anything?
So Luke and I are taking our pants off. I love it. Let's end on that.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. Well, I want to thank my son here, Luke, for chiming in on the show. Again, it's after these many years. I want to thank my co-host, the Birdman, for taking some time out of his schedule this weekend to get a show in. As usual, if you have not done so already, go to our Facebook page, drop a like. Go to our Twitter page, drop a follow. Instagram, same as well.
Adam, can I get one more shout out real quick?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so it happens tomorrow, but I want to give a shout out to. Bethany and Noah, they are getting married tomorrow. Bethany is my dog caretaker while I'm at work, and she does a great job with my dogs, and our families are pretty close, but her and her fiance are tying the knot tomorrow, so I want to give a pre-shout out to them, and I appreciate being invited to the wedding. I will bust a move at the wedding. Didn't get a chance to do that your wedding, Rob, but and you already know I'm gonna bust a move on the dance floor. Hell yeah!
Oh, you didn't get a chance to do it. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, and you know, you already know I'm gonna be looking fly, so we got nothing to worry about there.
I will say you do clean up well, so that's awesome. Well, congratulations to Bethany, did you say?
Bethany and Noah, yeah.
Bethany and Noah, congratulations to you guys. Wish you nothing but happiness. So
real fast.
And Bethany and Noah, if you're listening real quick, you got to make sure that you instill it in your mind after tomorrow, they're not your fiance anymore. They are your wife or husband.
Yeah. Adam and I talked about that on the last show too. So Luke, do you have last minute thing you want to say?
So this is the one memory of me back in the day. They were talking about I forget, it was the division the Cowboys won. And they were like, who do you see winning the division? And I was 6 years old. I didn't know football at all. I only knew the Chiefs because of where I live at, of course. And I was like, Cowboys, that's a cool name in my head. So I was like, the Cowboys are winning it all. So I just want to real fast shout out a memory I have.
All right. Oh, there he is. So what, Luke again on the show again sometime?
And one more thing. Victor Miyamba got dunked on. He sucks. Scoot Henderson's rookie of the year. I'm calling it now.
Nah, Chet Holmgren's won rookie of the year. But I agree. We need to have Luke on when we talk about his favorite NFL team. And if you have a favorite team in the divisions that we go over, we'd like to have you on to talk about your division and your team. So we couldn't get any Bills, Dolphins, Jets, or Patriots fans, but I know a lot of Ravens fans, unfortunately. I know a lot of Bengals fans now that are bandwagon fans, I would say, to a degree. We know a lot of Chiefs fans. We know a lot of Cowboys fans. So if you're a fan of a team and want to come talk about your division, we'd love to have you on.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But anyway, we appreciate you guys chiming on this episode of the No BS Podcast. Again, if you missed a previous episode, you can catch us on all the major streaming websites. But Adam and I and Luke will catch you guys later. And that does it. So peace.
Peace out.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the No BS Podcast. As a reminder, if you missed any previous episodes, go ahead and check us out on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. Also, while you're checking us out, go to our Facebook page, drop a like, and then also follow us on Instagram, No BS Podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.